You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What happened when your ex got cheated on by the person they cheated with? Story 1. My ex dumped me for his soulmate coworker. He said they just had this magnetic connection and that I wouldn't understand real chemistry. I cried for weeks, then focused on rebuilding myself. A year later, I get a message from him. He wants to catch up. Curiosity got the better of me, and I agreed to meet. He shows up looking 10 years older, eyes hollow. Turns out, she had cheated on him with her new coworker, someone higher up the chain. When she got promoted, she tossed him aside like trash. He tried to win her back with gifts and begging, but she blocked him everywhere. He looked me in the eye and said, "I had everything with you. I ruined it for someone who didn't even care." I just nodded, smiled, and walked away. No revenge. No drama. Just sweet, cold closure. Story 2. My ex-wife had an affair with a younger gym trainer. She claimed she finally felt alive and moved out to be with him, leaving me with our dog in silence. Within 3 months, he cheated on her with one of his clients, who, awkwardly, was also married. She tried to come back, saying we could start fresh, just us. I said, "You had fresh. You just threw it in the laundry bin," she cried. The dog growled. We closed the door. Last I heard, she moved cities. I stayed right here, got therapy, started dating again, and life's been peaceful. She still watches all my Instagram stories, though. Story 3. My high school sweetheart cheated on me with his best friend. He swore nothing happened until the day he dumped me and posted a picture of them kissing. Fine. Let them be together. Fast forward a year, my bestie sends me screenshots from the girl's TikTok. Turns out she caught him cheating with her own cousin. She filmed a whole breakdown, crying about betrayal, how karma hit harder than she expected. The comments? Oh, the comments were ruthless. I didn't comment, didn't like, just watched. Because sometimes silence is the most satisfying response. Story 4. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me with his barista. Literally met her while ordering lattes and lied to me for weeks while working late. When I found out, I didn't scream. I moved out, blocked him, and vanished from his life. About 6 months later, he emailed me, not to apologize, but to ask if I'd ever talked to the barista's husband. Husband? I had no idea she was married. Turns out she was playing both men, and when he found out, he trashed my ex's apartment and keyed his car with the words "liar." I printed the email, framed it, and kept it in my closet. Just for rainy days when I need a laugh. Story 5. She cheated on me with her funny coworker. Said I was too boring and that he understood her darkness. Whatever that meant. They moved in together a month later and flooded social media with poems and weird photo shoots in abandoned buildings. 3 months after that, she DM'd me. "He's seeing someone else. She's even darker." I almost choked on my coffee. Apparently, he ghosted her after meeting a goth model who made TikToks about tarot readings and vampire energy. She begged me for another chance. I told her, "I'm boring. Remember?" And blocked her again. For the last time. Story 6. My fiancé cheated on me with our wedding planner. Yeah, the woman we hired to help us plan our big day. I had no idea until 2 weeks before the wedding, when I saw texts on his iPad, explicit ones, time-stamped during our tasting sessions. My hands were shaking so badly I could barely breathe. I confronted him. He had the nerve to say it just happened, that the planner understood the pressure he was under. I canceled the wedding, called everyone, and packed my bags.
One year later, a friend sent me a photo of the planner's Instagram. She was posting inspirational quotes about healing after betrayal. Turns out, he cheated on her with her assistant. The same playbook, same tactics. She lost her business, and he moved back in with his mom. Meanwhile, I'm engaged again. Different guy, different energy. Sometimes karma's just a well-designed loop. Story 7. Back in college, I dated a guy named Lucas. He was charming, smart, and very into himself. He started acting distant, started studying late with a girl in his business class. I knew something was up, and eventually he admitted it. He left me for her. Cold as ice. 5 months later, they threw a party. A mutual friend invited me, unaware of the awkwardness. I didn't go, but I got the update. She caught Lucas making out with her roommate in the bathroom, at the party they hosted together. Full meltdown. Screaming, crying, broken wine bottles. Lucas texted me 3 days later. I messed up. I didn't even reply. I just sent a thumbs up emoji. Blocked. Deleted. Moved on. Now I run into him once in a while. Still handsome, still alone. Story 8. My ex cheated on me with his therapist. Yep, you read that right. He had been in therapy for commitment issues, and she helped him realize he needed a change. Turns out, the change was her. She lost her license, he lost me. I only found out because they went public on Facebook, weeks after our breakup. Comments were turned off, but someone screenshot the announcement and sent it to me. Not even 6 months later, I hear from a friend that she left him for another client. A younger guy with a motorbike and a poetry blog. My ex spiraled, posted cryptic quotes about trust and trauma. I didn't engage. But here's the kicker. The board revoked her license permanently, and she left the country. He's now posting YouTube videos on emotional resilience. I guess irony has a sense of humor. Story 9. My ex-boyfriend and I were together for 4 years. I thought we were solid, until I found a necklace in his glove box with another woman's initials. He told me it was just a coworker, then admitted he was seeing her for 6 months. I walked. 3 months later, she posted a story. Her mascara running, her voice shaking. She said, I just found out he's been sleeping with his boss. And then, she tagged him. The comment section exploded. People from work chimed in. Apparently, he had a thing for authority. He lost both women, got written up at work, and is now single and renting a room from a guy named Mike, who collects swords. I got a cat. And peace. Story 10. She left me for our friend group's dungeon master. We all played D&D together, and I guess all that roleplay chemistry turned into real cheating. I found out after a game night where she accidentally called him babe while handing him a potion card. I was humiliated. Left the group. They became official a week later. I quietly deleted everything. Campaign notes, shared Spotify playlists, pictures. A year later, I got a message from her. Just a single line. You were right about him. I didn't even know what she meant until another group member told me the guy had cheated with his ex, who had come back to town for a reunion game. He ended up alone. She tried to come back. I didn't even entertain the thought. Because once someone breaks a character bond in real life, there's no resurrection role for that. Story 11. My ex dumped me right after my miscarriage. Said he couldn't do this. And had reconnected with someone from his past. A girl from high school he claimed was his what if. I was too numb to process it. Just went silent and disappeared from his world. 18 months later, I ran into that what if at a dog park. She recognized me and apologized. Told me she had no idea he left me right after I lost our baby. She said he never mentioned it. Then she dropped the bomb. He'd been cheating on her for almost a year with someone from his office. When she found out, she left, and he begged to get her back. He even proposed. She laughed in his face. She told me, he talks about you a lot. I think he thought you'd be waiting. I wasn't. Story 12. My ex-girlfriend cheated on me with our band's drummer. We had been making music together for years, and she always said she loved our shared rhythm. Guess she wanted more solo time with the percussion section. They toured together for a bit, small shows, dive bars. Meanwhile, I focused on myself, picked up producing, started doing studio sessions, got a few viral tracks. Then I got a message. Can we talk? Apparently, she walked in on the drummer with the band's new singer, in the green room, shirtless. When she confronted him, he laughed and said, "It's what musicians do." She was devastated. I told her I was headlining a small festival that weekend. She said she'd come watch. I said, "You already missed the best part of the song." Story 13. My ex-husband left me after 10 years of marriage for his massage therapist. He told me it wasn't cheating, just a deep emotional connection born out of vulnerability. I told him it was a midlife crisis with scented oils. He moved into her condo. I moved into therapy. 2 years passed.
Then I got an email from his sister, asking if I'd heard what happened. Apparently, the massage therapist caught him sexting a woman from his gym. She threw him out, kept the dog, and went public on Facebook with the screenshots. The part that made me laugh the most? He used the same phrases with the gym woman that he'd used with me, word for word. Creativity wasn't his strength. Story 14. In college, I dated a guy who cheated on me with a girl from his philosophy class. She always gave me weird vibes, very into Nietzsche, wore all black, whispered in corners. When I caught them kissing behind the library, he said, "It's not cheating if it's existential." Cool. I packed my stuff and left his dorm that night. A semester later, I got invited to a group trip in the mountains. He and the girl were there. Awkward. On night two, she got drunk and confronted him for sleeping with her roommate. He denied it. Then the roommate appeared with screenshots. Full-blown campfire meltdown. I sipped hot cocoa and watched the show. Best free entertainment of my life. Story 15. She cheated on me with a guy she met in her cooking class. Said he understood flavors better than I understood her. I kid you not. They opened a little bakery together. Called it Sweet Beginnings. Instagrammed everything. Meanwhile, I kept my head down, kept working, kept living. Then someone sent me a link to a local blog. The headline, Sweet Beginnings Turned Sour. Co-owner accused of stealing recipes, cheating on partner. He had taken all their business accounts, the recipe.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
She developed and run off with one of their part-time employees. She was left with debt, a burned reputation, and a closed storefront. She tried to reach out, said she missed our stability. I told her, "Hope you find your flavor." Story 16. He was my first serious relationship, and we were together through grad school. He was brilliant, ambitious, and increasingly cold. I chalked it up to stress. Then I found the texts, hundreds of them. He'd been cheating with a professor in his department, twice his age, married. I left without a word. I moved back home, started over. A year later, I was working in a bookstore when he walked in, gaunt, broken-looking. I almost didn't recognize him. He asked if I had time to talk. Turned out the professor's husband found out. Not from me, but from her accidentally texting him instead of my ex. Divorce followed, the professor lost tenure, and with her academic reputation in shambles, she blamed him. Completely. She cut him off, publicly blamed him for coercion, and he became a pariah in their academic circle. He looked at me with eyes full of regret. Asked if we could find a way to talk again. I smiled politely and told him, "You're not the same man I loved. And I'm not the same woman who waited." Story 17. She was my wife. 8 years. I thought we were solid. We had a kid together, a mortgage, shared Spotify playlists. Then came her new coworker. "Just a friend," she said. He started coming over for work projects. They laughed too easily.
He brought wine. One day I came home early and there it was. I left that night. A year later, I heard from a mutual friend that they'd broken up. Badly. Apparently, he cheated on her while she was pregnant. With someone from his CrossFit class. She found out through a group chat when the other woman bragged about stealing a man from a mom-to-be. She spiraled. Lost custody of her newborn after a breakdown. Her family took over. My son lives with me now, and I've built a quiet, calm home. Sometimes she writes, I don't respond. I just look at my boy sleeping and think, this, right here, is the only closure I needed. Story 18. She left me while we were still paying off a honeymoon we hadn't even gone on yet. Said she felt trapped and had more life to live. Days later, she posted a photo with a bartender from our favorite pub. The caption? Found the real thing. I stayed offline. Focused on work. Paid off the honeymoon debt by myself. Moved cities. 2 years later, I ran into her sister at a conference. She looked embarrassed, nervous. I didn't bring anything up, but she did. Apparently, the bartender had stolen money from her. Thousands. Her credit score was wrecked. He ghosted her, changed his number, and skipped town. No one knew where he went. She filed a police report, but it didn't go far. The sister said she cried for weeks, finally admitted she messed up something real. I smiled, shook her hand, and walked away. It's crazy how fast the real thing can dissolve. Story 19. He was a model, literally. Shot campaigns. Had followers. I was proud of him, until I found flirty DMs with a photographer who used to shoot us both. I confronted him, and he had the audacity to say, "You don't get it. She understands art." They moved to LA. I stayed behind, heartbroken but rebuilding. Took a while, but I started doing well. Landed a contract with a niche fashion brand. Started getting recognition. Then the scandal hit. She caught him cheating, not just once, but with multiple clients. She went full scorched earth. Exposed his messages online, blacklisted him in several circles. Agencies dropped him. He messaged me months later, asking if I'd consider doing a couples shoot for old time's sake. I replied with a link to an ad I had just starred in. Solo. No words. Just a reminder. Some of us grow in the silence others leave behind. Story 20. We were engaged. Rings, venue, invites. Everything was booked. Then I got a text. Anonymously. Check room 203. He's there with her. I thought it was a joke. I drove to the hotel. It wasn't a joke. He was in bed with his friend from work, a girl he said was like a sister. I walked out, canceled the wedding, and left the country for 2 months. A year later, he tried to friend me on Facebook. I ignored it. 2 days later, I got a message from her, the same woman he cheated. She said, "I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I didn't know how it started would be how it ended." Turns out, he cheated on her with her best friend. On her birthday, she found out while cutting her cake. She told me she saw my old wedding Pinterest board and cried for hours. I told her we both dodged bullets, just at different points. I never responded again. But I kept the message. A little digital trophy of survival. Story 21. He cheated on me with his tattoo artist. No, really. I was literally there when he got her number. Said it was for touch-up appointments. A month later, he told me we lacked spontaneity and moved in with her. 2 months after that, she posted a cryptic quote about betrayal and blocked him on everything. I didn't know what happened until he drunkenly called me at 1 a.m., asking if I still had his passport. Turns out she cheated on him with her ex. Not once, but repeatedly, in the same apartment they shared. She even tattooed her ex's name on herself while still dating my ex, then said it was symbolic. When he confronted her, she laughed and said, "You knew what I was when you met me." I did not give him his passport back. I mailed it to his mom. Story 22. I was a nurse working night shifts when my ex started hanging out more with his climbing buddy. I was too exhausted to be suspicious, until I saw their tagged photos from a cabin trip he swore he skipped, due to flu. He admitted it when confronted. Said he didn't mean for it to happen, but she made him feel alive. I told him I hoped that feeling came with a seatbelt because karma moves fast. 6 months later, I saw his name on a patient chart. ER visit. He didn't recognize me at first. Looked rough. He had come in after an accident during a hike. Turns out she left him midway through a trip after meeting another climber. She took the car. He walked 5 miles with a dislocated shoulder before someone picked him up. I patched him up and told the doctor to keep the painkillers coming. Life already did the rest. Story 23. My ex and I were in a long-distance relationship while she studied abroad. Everything seemed fine. Until I stumbled across her secret Instagram account. Full of pictures with another guy. Romantic captions. Matching outfits. When I called her out, she didn't even deny it.
said, "I didn't think you'd find it," then blocked me on everything. A year later, I got a random email from a burner account, from her. She said he cheated on her while they were backpacking in Asia, hooked up with someone in their hostel and filmed it. She found the video on his phone. She said I didn't deserve what happened, that I was the one who always showed up. I wrote back a single sentence. Too bad you didn't. Story 24. She was a tech executive, driven and brilliant. I was her fiancé, a graphic designer, maybe not flashy, but stable. One day, she told me she'd been seeing someone else, said she met him at a leadership retreat. He understood her ambition. She broke off the engagement 3 weeks before the wedding, took her ring back to sell it. 2 years passed. I was working a conference booth when I saw her. She looked tired. We chatted awkwardly. Then she told me he had cheated on her with his mentee. She caught them in a hotel room, same chain we'd booked for our honeymoon. She looked like she wanted me to say something, anything. So I smiled, handed her a branded pen from my booth and said, "Hope the retreat was worth it." Story 25. He left me for his gaming buddy, someone he met playing Valorant. They flirted in voice chat, then met IRL. Within 2 weeks, he said he needed to explore what happiness looked like. Fine, let them play house. They streamed together for a while, gained a tiny following, until one day she stopped showing up. He posted a teary vlog saying she ghosted him and drained their joint Patreon account. Viewers were sympathetic, until she posted receipts showing he had sent flirty DMs to a dozen fans. Apparently, she was just faster at exposing him. Now he streams alone, barely breaking double-digit views. Every now and then someone comments, "Where's your duo?" He deletes them fast, but I keep the screenshots. They remind me what dodging a bullet looks like. Story 26. He cheated on me while we were renovating a house together. Literally, while we were sanding floors and picking backsplash tile, he was hooking up with our real estate agent. I found out when I walked into the house one day and saw her car in the driveway, but no sign of him, until I checked the bedroom. She was still buttoning up her blouse when I walked out. He moved in with her a week later. I signed over my half of the house to avoid the drama, cut my losses. 2 years later, I got a letter from his lawyer. He was suing her for fraud. Apparently, she took out a second mortgage without telling him, emptied their joint account, and fled to Florida with someone new. He lost the house, the money, and his job. Turns out he'd used company funds to furnish the place. I framed the lawsuit notice and put it in my home office. Not out of spite, just as a reminder that wood rots fast when built on lies. Story 27. She cheated on me with a coworker during a company retreat. Told me it was just drinks and that I was being paranoid. A month later, she moved in with him and took our cat. Said I could visit if I behaved. I didn't fight. Just let her go. 8 months later, I got a call from a mutual friend. Apparently, she walked in on him sleeping with their neighbor, who also happened to be her boss's wife. Things exploded. She lost her job, he got kicked out of his apartment, and the boss made sure neither of them worked in the industry again. She texted me, "I miss when life was quiet." I replied, "I don't." Story 28. He was my boyfriend of 5 years. A quiet, artsy guy who painted murals and read Dostoevsky. I thought we were soulmates. Then I noticed he was getting close to a fellow artist, someone I'd introduced him to. He swore it was platonic. They opened an art exhibit together. I attended, only to find a painting titled, "After She Left Me." I hadn't left him. That night, I packed my things. 6 months later, I got tagged in a Facebook post. A photo of him crying at a gallery. A caption written by her. "He broke my heart like he said she broke his. Artists lie beautifully." Turns out he cheated on her with his XX, the one before me. He had a pattern. One brushstroke of betrayal at a time. Story 29. She cheated on me with her personal trainer. Cliche, I know. I paid for the sessions as part of her birthday gift. Ironic, right? She said I was too controlling when I confronted her and left me for him the same week. Fast forward a year. I was at a charity 5K and saw her volunteering at a booth. Alone. We made eye contact, and she awkwardly waved. Later, a friend told me the trainer dumped her after she got injured and couldn't work out for months. Told her she was killing his brand. She tried to sue him for emotional distress. He posted her texts online, and she ended up getting fired for violating her company's conduct policy. I didn't say a word to her at the 5K. I just ran my race, fast, free, and 15 pounds lighter. Story 30. My ex-girlfriend cheated on me with her theater director. We were in college, and she got cast as the lead in a Shakespeare production. He was charismatic, older, and had a wife. When I found out, she said, "You don't understand passion.
This is about art. I dropped out of the play I was helping with and never looked back. 2 years later, she reached out through LinkedIn of all places, said she was rebuilding her life. Apparently, the director's wife found out, exposed everything to the university, and both of them were banned from the campus. He divorced her. She got blacklisted from several theater companies. She wanted to reconnect creatively. I hit delete. Because some roles aren't worth rehearsing again. Story 31. He was my childhood friend turned boyfriend. We grew up on the same street, went to the same schools, and by college, we were inseparable until he met her during a summer internship abroad. She was edgy, foreign, mysterious. I could feel the shift when he got back. Distant texts. Just tired. Fewer calls. One night, he told me he'd fallen in love with her. That he never felt this free. I was stunned. Not angry, just broken. He left, moved to her city, posted a dozen photos of her captioned, "Finally alive." Fast forward 2 years. I got a long message from a mutual friend. Apparently, she cheated on him with one of his best friends from the internship. Not just emotionally, she was pregnant, and there was a paternity question. His best friend admitted it was his. My ex lost it, got into a fight, broke a hand, dropped out of the grad program he'd moved for. And to top it off, the girl refused to speak to him unless it was through a lawyer. He messaged me months later. "I miss who I was with you." I never replied. I buried the boy I once loved the moment he let her erase me. Story 32. We were married for 3 years. I was stable, predictable, a dentist. He was charming and reckless, a musician trying to find himself. I supported his dream while he toured, mostly open mics and tiny venues. Turns out he found more than just himself. He found his bandmate's sister. I caught them when I surprised him on his birthday. The hotel room had one bed. He didn't even try to lie. He filed for divorce first, which was fine. I walked away clean. No kids, no debt. A year later, his sister called me, his sister. She said he was a wreck. The girl cheated on him with their manager, emptied the tour fund, and left him stranded mid-tour in another country. He had no visa, no cash, and no way home. His passport had expired. He ended up sleeping on couches, begging for help from people he'd burned. I watched his latest YouTube cover. The first lyric? "Should have stayed with the one who knew me." Damn right you should have. Story 33. My ex-boyfriend was a cop. Respected, clean-cut, charming in that "my mom loves him" kind of way. We'd been together for 5 years when I noticed something off. Late-night shifts that didn't match his patrol schedule. Guys-only trips that suddenly included someone named T. It was another officer, a rookie, a woman he was mentoring. He swore nothing happened until I got an anonymous letter. Printed screenshots, photos. He was cheating and using his patrol car to sneak around. I left. 2 years later, he was suspended. Internal affairs. Apparently, she cheated on him with their precinct captain. They got caught, in uniform, on dash cam footage from another cop's car during an off-duty party. His reputation tanked. She transferred departments. He now runs security at a strip mall. Still wears his badge on his belt like it means something. I drive by sometimes on my lunch break. He never looks up. But that's okay. Karma did enough. Story 34. She was a wedding planner. Beautiful, organized, and adored love stories. We met when I hired her for my sister's wedding. Months later, we were dating. I thought it was fate. What I didn't know? She was sleeping with one of her grooms, a guy whose wedding she had planned while we were together. When I found out, she said, "It was never about you. It was about timing." They got together publicly, moved fast, got engaged 6 months after his divorce finalized. The internet called them a love story born in chaos. And then she found out he was still seeing his ex-wife, the same one he'd left. Apparently, the ex never stopped loving him. And when he realized that, he went crawling back. 2 weeks before their wedding, she was humiliated. Lost clients, deleted her socials. She messaged me months later. "I know I hurt you. I think I finally understand how much." I didn't write back. Because love isn't a timeline. It's a mirror. And she never liked what she saw. Story 35. She was my college girlfriend. We were the golden couple. Voted most likely to get married. We talked about moving to New York, building a life. Then she took a semester abroad in Italy. The calls slowed down. I made excuses. Eventually, she told me she met someone, a local chef's son. "It's more than a fling," she said. "It's the kind of passion you read about." I was devastated, but I didn't beg. Years later, I visited Rome with my fiancé, not to relive the past, just coincidence. We walked into a small restaurant, and there she was,
hosting. She froze when she saw me. Turns out, he had cheated on her with a tourist, a college girl, while she worked double shifts to help him open the place. She stayed. Then he did it again, this time with their waitress. Now she manages the place alone. He moved to Florence with the second girl. She smiled at us like everything was fine, but her eyes were exhausted. When we left, my fiancé said she looked like she wanted to be anywhere else. I just said, she chose her passion. Story 36. She was my manager at a tech startup. Confident, 10 years older, and wildly charismatic. It was an office romance gone serious. People raised eyebrows, but we were good. Until she hired a new project manager, a guy with a British accent and big ideas. I saw how she looked at him. I knew something was off. She eventually admitted it. I didn't mean for it to happen, she said. It just did. She promoted him. They started dating publicly. I left the company quietly. A year later, one of our old coworkers sent me a video. The guy had been secretly recording meetings, audio and screen captures, and leaking them to a competitor. He wasn't even British. The accent was fake. Just branding. He took her data, her clients, and disappeared. She had to step down. Investors pulled out. The company folded. I never gloated. But I did pour a glass of wine that night and watch the video again, like a movie with a satisfying twist. Story 37. My ex left me for her spin instructor. Yes, the cliche happened. He had abs, charisma, and the stamina of a caffeinated gazelle. She said I was too calm, and he made her feel alive. I packed up my stuff and walked out without a fight. 3 months later, she invited me to their soft opening, a new boutique gym they co-opened. I declined. But I followed the Instagram page out of morbid curiosity. Cut to 5 months later, she posted a black square, taking time to heal. Please respect my privacy. The gym was gone. A Reddit thread explained it. He'd been hooking up with three clients, all sisters. One of them caught him, exposed him publicly during a class. A dumbbell was thrown. She lost everything. Lease, reputation, even her dog. She had co-adopted it with him. I heard she moved back in with her parents. She never messaged me, but I know she saw me biking past her old gym, earbuds in, not looking back. Story 38. He was my fiancé. High school sweethearts. I followed him to college. Helped him through med school. We even had a Pinterest board for the wedding. Then he cheated with a nurse during his residency. Said he needed someone who understood the pressure. She moved into our apartment the week I moved out. 18 months later, I got a wedding invite from him. Not for his wedding. For a mutual friend's. I declined. The next week, I heard the update from that friend. The nurse had left him. For his supervising doctor, she'd been cheating for months. And when she was offered a transfer to a better hospital, she ghosted him. He spiraled, called off his boards, moved home. His mom reached out to me. He still loves you, she said. I told her, that man died in a supply closet. Story 39. I dated a guy who was obsessed with cryptocurrency. All day. White papers, charts, tokens. I supported him through the ups and downs, even when he drained our savings into a coin that tanked. Eventually, he started talking about a woman from his Discord group. She gets blockchain like no one else. When I confronted him, he admitted they'd met in person and slept together. He moved to her city for a fresh start. They launched an NFT project together. I muted everything and moved on. Then the scandal broke. She rug-pulled the whole project, took over the wallets, sold everything. Vanished. He was left broke, banned from major forums and being mocked on YouTube. He sent me a message. You were right. She never loved me. She just loved the wallet. I didn't reply, but I framed the message. Title: Proof of Work. Story 40. She was my neighbor turned girlfriend. Sweet, soft-spoken, loved plants and baking. I thought she was different, until I noticed her phone lighting up every night with new client messages. She was a freelance designer. Or so I thought. Turns out she was meeting a married man. A client, yes, but the kind who pays in hotel keys. I found out when I saw her enter his car. She later admitted it and cried about financial stress. She moved in with him when I ended it. 2 years later, I got an anonymous email from his wife. She found my info through old apartment mail. She told me he cheated on my ex with his original wife, never divorced her, and used my ex's money to pay child support. My ex, evicted, broke, working retail, living with a cousin. I responded once. We were both fooled. At least I escaped sooner. Story 41. He was my husband of 7 years. We were trying to conceive. Weekly appointments. Meds. Stress. One day,
He tells me he's overwhelmed and needs space. The next week, I find out through our shared Amazon account that he booked a trip for two. Turns out he was having an affair with our fertility specialist. I had literally sat in the same room with her while she talked about hormones and timelines, all while planning weekends away with him. I filed for divorce and changed clinics. 2 years later, she was sued for malpractice. Not for me, but for another patient who caught her falsifying test results. And her relationship? It ended when she found out my ex was secretly seeing her assistant. He'd been juggling them both. She left the state. He tried emailing me recently. You were the only one who never asked me to pretend. He was right. I only ever asked him to be honest. And that was the one thing he couldn't do. Story 42. She cheated on me with her tattoo apprentice. She was the main artist in a trendy shop, and he was this brooding younger guy covered in bad ink and misplaced confidence. I walked in one day with lunch and caught them kissing in the back room. She said I was too stable, and that chaos made her feel real. I left quietly, took my dog, my clothes, and never looked back. About 8 months later, I heard from a mutual friend that the apprentice had ghosted her, moved to a different state, took some of her clients with him, and started his own shop using stencils she designed, claimed them as his. She tried to sue, but he had made her sign paperwork during their relationship. She was humiliated publicly, lost followers, and even had her Yelp page flooded with fake reviews calling her unoriginal. She tried to contact me through a new number. I blocked her mid-text. I don't need apologies from someone who inks betrayal so permanently. Story 43. He cheated on me with a girl from his church group. Said she helped him reconnect with God. I didn't even know he was religious. He left me 2 weeks after we moved into a new apartment. Broke the lease. Left me with everything. Said it was God's will. They got married in a rush ceremony 4 months later. Everyone praised their purity journey. Meanwhile, I took on a second job to pay rent and unfollowed every connection we shared. 18 months later, a video leaked. A church livestream caught her in the background during a sermon, holding hands with someone not my ex. Turns out she had been guiding multiple men, and this one happened to be the pastor's son. They divorced quietly. The church released a statement. My ex deleted his socials. I never said a word, but I did frame a screenshot of the video, right next to my lease termination letter. Story 44. We were both chefs, worked together in the same kitchen. It was a high-pressure, 14-hour shift kind of life, but we made it work, until he started mentoring one of the new pastry chefs. Young, fresh out of culinary school. I found out through a text meant for her that he accidentally sent me, "Can't wait to taste your dessert tonight." Real subtle. I left the job, the apartment, and him. They moved in together. Tried to launch a YouTube cooking channel called Hearts and Heat. It flopped. A year later, I got a message from the girl. She said he'd been stealing her recipes, submitting them under his name at competitions. When she confronted him, he accused her of being overly emotional. She dumped him, posted everything online. He got banned from two food festivals and lost a spot on a local cooking show. Now he does TikTok reviews of frozen meals. I own a food truck that's booked out 6 months in advance. Story 45. He was my college roommate's cousin. We started dating after graduation. Seemed sweet, low-key, worked in finance. I found out he was cheating on me through Venmo. His payments to her had emojis that got progressively less subtle. When I confronted him, he said, "She makes me feel dangerous." Okay. I cut him off. He moved in with her, a bartender slash influencer. She loved flashy clothes and high-end posts. At some point, she convinced him to invest in their future through a crypto pyramid scheme she was a part of. He dumped thousands into it. Then she dumped him, took the money, deleted all their photos, and rebranded herself with a new username and boyfriend within a week. He had to move back in with his parents. His Instagram went dark. I still have the screenshot of those Venmo transactions, just in case I ever need a reminder of what dangerous looks like in clown shoes. Story 46. She was a novelist. We met at a writer's retreat and clicked instantly. I supported her through writer's block, the stress of deadlines, and rejection letters. One day she tells me she needs space to create. I thought it meant she needed alone time. Turns out it meant she needed time with her new editor, the one who called her brilliant and misunderstood. They got close, really close. She left me with a half-written manuscript and a broken lease. A year later, I saw her in a bookstore, alone. Her book had flopped. The editor, he'd sold her manuscript to another publisher without crediting her. They sued each other. It went nowhere. She tried to strike up small talk, said she missed my quiet belief. I told her I wasn't a character in her plotline, and walked out. Story 47. He was my fiancé. A paramedic,
always on call, always exhausted. I excused every late night, every unexplained shift change. Until I saw a notification pop up while he was in the shower. I missed last night already. Her name? A nurse from his station. When I confronted him, he didn't even look sorry. Said, "You knew I had trauma," as if that was a hall pass for betrayal. He left me and got engaged to her 6 months later. 2 years later, I was working in hospital admin when her file crossed my desk. She'd filed a harassment report. Guess what? He'd been texting multiple other nurses and someone finally spoke up. He was suspended, pending investigation. I smiled to myself. Funny how trauma always gets louder when accountability walks in the room. Story 48. She was a social media manager. Polished, funny, full of filters. We were together for 2 years. She handled my photography page, and I paid for everything while she built her brand. Then one day she tells me we're in different places. I found out days later she'd been dating one of her influencer clients. A fitness guy with 1 million followers and 0 shirts. They made a big splash online. Matching posts. Hashtags. Number sign power couple. But 6 months later, their couple account went silent. I eventually found her new page. Solo again. Posts full of cryptic breakup quotes. A friend clued me in. He'd cheated on her with a model in Bali during a brand retreat. She'd caught him live streaming with the girl while logged into their joint account. She tried messaging me after. I replied with just the camera emoji. No caption. Story 49. He was a firefighter. Dependable, brave, and community loved. But behind the scenes, he was distant, emotionally shut off. I chalked it up to the stress of the job until I found his second phone in his locker. Turns out he was seeing someone he'd met on a wellness retreat. She was into crystals, tantra, and called herself an energy healer. I confronted him. He didn't deny it. Just said, "She gets my soul." Fine. 2 years later, my cousin texted me a link to a Reddit post. She'd gone viral, the healer, for running an emotional boot camp that was actually a front for exploiting clients. Multiple lawsuits. He was mentioned by name, not as a victim, but as her co-creator. They both got investigated. He lost his job. She vanished from social media. I printed the Reddit thread and mailed it to him anonymously. Folded in a fire safety brochure. Story 50. She cheated on me with my twin brother. Not just a fling. They had a full-blown secret relationship behind my back for over 6 months. When I found out, I confronted him, not her. He said, "We didn't mean to fall in love." I cut them both off. They moved in together shortly after. The family was split. Holidays became awkward. I stayed away, moved across the country, started therapy, met new people. Then, a year later, I got a call from my mom. My brother had been dumped. Not by her, but by his own ex, who he'd reconnected with behind my ex's back. Same pattern. Same betrayal. My ex showed up at Christmas. Alone. She tried to sit next to me. I got up and walked outside without a word. Because sometimes revenge isn't about fire. It's about making sure you're not there to burn. Story 51. She and I were both in law school. The same cohort. We were the power couple everyone knew. Debated together, interned together, and even had mock trial chemistry. But halfway through our final year, she started pulling away. Late study nights. Unanswered texts. Her explanations never quite made sense. Then one day I saw them, her and our civil procedure professor, laughing too closely in a downtown cafe. She never confessed, but 2 days later she broke up with me. "It's not about anyone else," she said. I knew better. They got together right after graduation. She posted a cringy caption. "He taught me more than case law. Vomit." A year later, the professor was fired after it came out he'd been involved with 3 students, all overlapping. One of them filed a formal complaint. My ex was publicly humiliated when texts were leaked in the investigation, revealing he'd called her just a mid-tier brain with a top-tier body. She messaged me a long apology, filled with shame and regrets. I didn't respond, but I did send a donation to the Title IX Fund in her name. Story 52. He was a park ranger, and we met during a forest conservation project. I was a biologist. He guided hikers. We lived off-grid for months, cooking over fires and watching stars. It felt like love stripped of all noise. But then he met her, a travel blogger who came through to document nature with authenticity. She flirted hard, and he lapped it up. I should have known something changed when he started wearing cologne to the base camp. He left me for her, said I was too serious. They moved into a van together and started a nature YouTube channel. 6 months later, they got stranded during a storm in Arizona. She blamed him in a series of Instagram stories, saying he ignored basic survival safety. Their channel tanked.
She broke up with him on livestream, throwing his hiking boots out of the van mid-rant. He called me afterward, said, "You were the only one who understood the land and me." I said, "Too bad you treated both like they'd always be there." Story 53. She was an EMT, cool under pressure and full of dark humor. We dated for 2 years, lived together, shared a dog, had a rhythm. But then came the new hire, a rookie paramedic who rode shotgun on all her calls. She started coming home later, showering before hugging me, locking her phone. Eventually, I found the texts, explicit, cruel, mocking me. She said she didn't mean to hurt me, but what we had ran its course. They got a place together 2 weeks later. I let her keep the dog. I didn't want to argue over anything. A year later, she showed up at my door, alone, crying, said he had cheated on her during a call, made out with a nurse while a patient was being transported. It got reported. She got suspended for unprofessional conduct by association. She said, "He ruined everything." I said, "No, you did." Then I shut the door. Story 54. We were small town royalty. High school sweethearts, prom king and queen, voted most likely to marry, and we did. Right out of college. I stayed to teach third grade. He got into real estate. We were the golden couple, until he started showing too many listings to his assistant. She was 10 years younger with fake lashes and fake concern. When I confronted him, he told me she made him feel like a man again. I filed for divorce. Small town, big whispers. They got engaged fast. She moved into the house I designed. For a year, I stayed quiet, smiling through PTA meetings and sideways looks. Then I heard through the grapevine she'd cheated, with his business partner, in his own office, caught on a Ring camera. He tried to win me back. Said, "Let's talk like adults." I smiled and handed him a note my students made that said, "We're proud of Miss Daniels for kicking butt." He left without a word. Story 55. He was my business partner and boyfriend. We co-owned a boutique clothing brand. He handled logistics. I did the designs. We grew fast. Local media features. Instagram deals. Life felt big. Then I saw the invoices, thousands going to a supplier I'd never heard of. I dug deeper. The supplier was her, a model we had hired for a single shoot. Turns out, he was paying her to ghost design backup collections without telling me. He told me I was too emotional to scale. She was a better collaborator. I sold my shares, quietly. Let him have the brand. He renamed it after her, and relaunched. 6 months later, she sued him for breach of contract, claiming she designed all the IP. Their court fight made headlines. Investors pulled out. The site went offline. He lost everything. I started a new brand. Just my name on the label. Clean. Simple. Untouchable. He DM'd me a year later. "I miss building things with you." I replied with a link to my Forbes feature. Story 56. He was a pilot. Smooth talker. Always jetting off somewhere. Both literally and metaphorically. We were together for almost 4 years. I trusted him blindly, even when he went on long-haul flights and sometimes went dark for 12 hours at a time. Eventually, I found his second Instagram. Private. Different name. Different city tagged in all the posts. And in every single one, the same woman. Turns out he had a whole second relationship with a flight attendant. He said she made him feel untethered, whatever that means. They moved in together in Miami. She posted photos of their beach dates and captioned them, "Found my co-pilot." But 6 months later, she posted a cryptic story. "If he lies to one woman, he'll lie to you too." Then she tagged me. People started connecting the dots. He had been cheating on her with someone in Brazil, another flight attendant. She found love notes. He blamed jet lag. He now flies budget airlines. Alone. And I grounded myself in therapy and found someone who doesn't need a passport, to be honest. Story 57. She was a therapist, a literal mental health professional. We met through mutual friends, and I admired how thoughtful and centered she seemed. But over time, I noticed she was always decompressing after client calls, with one specific coworker, a crisis counselor. Turns out, their after-hours chats weren't exactly clinical. I confronted her when she forgot to switch accounts before sending a message meant for him. "I miss our sessions more than the clients do." That hurt more than anything else. The emotional intimacy she shared with me was being rerouted. They moved in together. She started a podcast about healing through honesty. I muted it all. A year later, someone posted a viral thread about unethical behavior in the therapy world. It was about her. Apparently, she'd broken confidentiality to manipulate a client into stopping therapy because the client was dating her new boyfriend's ex. The licensing board got involved. The podcast was taken down. He left her for someone less complicated.
She emailed me an apology. I replied with a single line, "You were trained to do better."
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.